आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: इलेक्शन कमीशन अनाउंसेस 70 न्यू इनिशिएटिव्स फॉर अपकमिंग बिहार असेंबली पोल्स टू बी अडॉप्टेड नेशन वाइड लेटर। बिहार चीफ मिनिस्टर नीतीश कुमार टू इनॉग्रेट फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ पटना मेट्रो रेल सर्विस टुडे टू ओपन फॉर पब्लिक टुमारो। Union Health Ministry advises states and union territories to ensure rational use of cough syrups, especially among children. At least 52 people killed in landslides and floods triggered by torrential rain in Nepal. Israel and Hamas to hold indirect negotiations in Egypt today on Gaza ceasefire plan. And in cricket, India beat Pakistan by 88 runs in the Women's World Cup clash in Colombo. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has announced the introduction of 17 new initiatives for upcoming assembly elections in Bihar. Addressing a press conference in Patna, he said some of these initiatives will be implemented in the conduct of elections, while others in counting. Mr. Kumar said these measures are intended not only to enhance the electoral process in Bihar, but also to serve as models for nationwide implementation in the future. Chief Election Commissioner outlined some of the key initiatives, including a new standard operating procedure, SOP, that aims to ensure delivery of elector photo identity cards within 15 days of voter registration. Additionally, a mobile deposit facility will be available at polling booths to streamline the voting process. Bihar has become the first state in the country where every polling station will now serve fewer than 1,200 voters, following a significant move by the Election Commission aimed at easing voter access and reducing queue lengths. Chief Election Commissioner also highlighted that the poll-bound Bihar will be the first state to feature larger fonts and color photographs of candidates on electronic voting machines, EVM ballots, replacing the current black and white images that often make candidate identification difficult despite the clarity of election symbols. Mr. Kumar also announced that all polling stations in Bihar will have complete webcasting coverage to ensure greater transparency during the elections. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the first phase of the Patna Metro Rail service today. It will be open for public tomorrow. The Metro Rail services will be available from 8 a.m. in the morning to 10 p.m. at night on this route. The first phase of the approximately 3.6-kilometer-long elevated metro corridor has been named the Priority Corridor. In this phase, metro services will operate from the Interstate Bus Terminal, ISBT, to Bhutnath Station. We have more from a correspondent.
The coaches of Patna Metro Rail have been designed with meticulous blending of attractively aesthetic Madhubani paintings featuring illustrations of Bihar's historical landmarks such as Golghar, Mahabodhi Temple, Buddha Smriti Park, Nalanda Mahavihara and other heritages. On the priority corridor of Patna Metro Rail, passengers will have to pay 15 rupees for a short journey between two stations and a maximum fare of 30 rupees for travelling across all stations. The train services on the metro line will be available after the interval of every 20 minutes. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Union Health Ministry has advised all states and union territories to ensure the rational use of cough syrups, especially among children, citing that most coughs are self-limiting and do not need medication. The move follows recent reports of children's deaths in Chindwara, Madhya Pradesh, allegedly linked to contaminated cough syrups. In a high-level meeting chaired by Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastav, the centre reviewed compliance with the drug quality norms and emphasised strict adherence to the revised Schedule M by all drug manufacturers. The Union Health Minister had earlier directed this matter be urgently discussed with states. Authorities confirmed that risk-based inspections have begun at 19 drug manufacturing units across 6 states to identify quality lapses. States were also asked to boost surveillance, improve reporting from health facilities, and enhance outbreak response coordination. A central team found that a sample of the cough syrup Coldriff consumed by affected children contained toxic diethylene glycol DEG beyond permissible limits. The syrup was traced to manufacturers in Kanchipuram, Tamil Nadu. Regulatory action has followed, including the cancellation of the company's manufacturing license and the initiation of criminal proceedings. Indian Navy is set to commission Androt, the second anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft ASW-SWC in Visakhapatnam today. The ceremony will be presided over by Vice Admiral Rajesh Pendharkar. The Ministry of Defence said that the commissioning of the Androt marks yet another milestone in the Indian Navy's steady stride towards capability enhancement and indigenization. It added that the commissioning of the Androt will significantly bolster the Navy's ASW capabilities, especially in countering threats in littoral waters. Built by Garden Ridge Shipbuilders and Engineers, GRSC Kolkata, Androt is a testimony to India's growing maritime self-reliance with over 80% indigenous content. GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, a correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Assam.
The new GST reforms is a big relief for Assam's weavers, farmers and small businesses. Under the revised rates, taxes have been reduced from several traditional and regional goods of the state. The reforms specially benefits Assam's tea industry, which now has only 5% GST, making its products cheaper and more competitive in both domestic and international markets. Assam's rich handloom and craft sector will also see major relief as GST on this sector has also been reduced to 5%. Apart from this, agricultural products such as Johar rice, Bokasol and Tejpur lychee are also now taxed at 5%. This will help local farmers improve their margins and reach larger markets. The tourism sector will also gain from this reforms, as hotel rooms priced up to 7,500 rupees per night will attract only 5% GST, making Assam a more affordable destinations for visitors. The next generation GST reforms seek to make product more affordable for consumers while improving earning for artisans. The reforms are designed to drive sales, safeguard employment and strengthen rural economies during the festive period and in the long run. With Samarth Singh, Akshit Vaidyan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In West Bengal, at least 23 people died in several incidents of landslides due to relentless heavy rainfall in Darjeeling Hills. In the plain area of 8 districts of North Bengal, there are reports of flash floods and many rivers, including Tista and Torsha, flowing above the danger mark. We have a report.
In Mirik, the NDRF, SDRF, Army and police personnel doing rescue and relief works round the clock since yesterday morning. Thousands of tourists stuck in Darjeeling and Mirik. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has assured all possible help and early rescue of tourists. Local police has established a round-the-clock helpline number 9147-889078 to assist stranded tourists. National Highway 110 connecting Siliguri-Darjeeling has been cleared. The restricted vehicle movements are allowed. The movement of vehicles on National Highway 10 connecting Siliguri-Sikkim has also been partially resumed. Union Home Ministry has ordered to deploy army personnel to construct a temporary bridge at Dudhia, the lifeline connecting Siliguri. Ashok Chaurasia, Akashwani Samachar, Karshyong.
President Draupadi Munmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to a bridge mishap in Darjeeling, West Bengal. In a social media post, President Munmu said that the tragic loss of lives due to heavy rain and landslides in Darjeeling is distressing. She expressed heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the success of rescue and relief operations, wishing a speedy recovery to those injured. Vice President Radhakrishnan also expressed deep anguish and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Mr. Modi extended his condolences and hope for the speedy recovery of those injured. He informed that the situation in Darjeeling and surrounding areas has been closely monitored in the wake of heavy rains and landslides. He expressed commitment to providing all possible assistance to those affected. In Nepal, at least 52 people have lost their lives in natural calamities over the last 3 days as the country has been experiencing incessant rainfall since Friday in most parts. 38 people died in eastern Ilam district alone due to landslides. Besides human casualties, Nepal has also suffered infrastructure damage due to landslides and floods across the country. In southeastern Nepal, the Koshi River is flowing above the danger level. Weather officials said rains are likely to lash the Himalayan nation. Until today, an authority said they are taking maximum care and precautions to help people affected by the disaster. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the loss of lives and damage caused by heavy rains in Nepal is distressing. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India stands with the people and the government of Nepal in this difficult time. He said, as a friendly neighbor and first responder, India remains committed to providing any assistance that may be required. Israel and Hamas will hold indirect negotiations at the Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt today on Gaza's ceasefire plan. Discussions will focus on the proposed exchange of hostages for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called the situation the closest we have come to getting all of the hostages released. U.S. President Donald Trump has welcomed the Hamas statement, accepting some elements of the U.S. peace plan. Under the plan, Hamas would release the remaining 48 hostages, about 20 believed to be alive, within 3 days. It would give up power and disarm. And now news from the world of sports.
India beat Pakistan by a huge margin of 88 runs in their Women's World Cup cricket clash in Colombo last night. Having set a target of 248, India bowled Pakistan out for just 159. Kranti Gourde was the pick of the Indian bowlers, scalping 3 wickets. With the bat, Harleen Dayal's 46 and Richa Ghosh's 20 bowl 35 powered India to a respectable total. The victory gives India a 12-0 head-to-head lead against Pakistan in women's ODIs. With the win, India moved to the top of the points table with 2 victories. In as many matches. India will take on South Africa at Vishakhapatnam on Thursday. In badminton, Indian shuttlers have won both women's singles and men's doubles titles at Al N Masters 2025 in Abu Dhabi yesterday. In men's doubles, the Indian duo of Hariharanam Sukranan and Arjun Emma defeated Indonesia's Raymond Indra and Nicholas Huaquin in the finals in straight sets. Earlier, rising Indian shuttler Shreyansi Walishetty won women's singles trophy. In an all-Indian final, Shreyansi defeated her compatriot Tasni. And in World Para-Athletic Championships in New Delhi, India wrapped up its campaign with 22 medals, which include 6 gold, 9 silver and 7 bronze. 7 Indians were in action on the final day yesterday. Simran Sharma took silver in 200 meters T12 and Preeti Pal bagged silver in 100 meters T35. Both clinched their second medal of this edition. Paralympic champion Navdeep bagged a silver in javelin throw F41 while Sandeep won a bronze in 200 meter T44. Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand and Rajasthan today. According to IMD, parts of northeastern states, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and West Uttar Pradesh are expected to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Abhishek. Devastating rains in West Bengal and neighbouring Nepal, rising casualties due to spurious cough syrup in Madhya Pradesh, Chief Election Commissioner announcing new initiatives ahead of Bihar Assembly elections, and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar drawing red lines in trade negotiations with the US are the lead stories in most newspapers. Hindustan Times, in an exclusive story, reports India targets Russia deal for 5 more S-400 missile air defense systems. Russia stays top oil supplier in September despite US pressure, reads the lead headline in the Hindu Business Line. Financial Express reports surplus rains hit Kharif crops, output may fall, Maharashtra, Punjab and Rajasthan worst affected. And finally, Economic Times, in an exclusive story, reports 2 senior union cabinet ministers set to meet top Tata group officials amid mounting concerns over infighting. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission announces 17 new initiatives for upcoming Bihar Assembly polls to be adopted nationwide later. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar to inaugurate first phase of Patna Metro Rail service today to open for public tomorrow. Union Health Ministry advises states and union territories to ensure rational use of cough syrups, especially among children. At least 52 people killed in landslides and floods triggered by torrential rain in Nepal. Israel and Hamas to hold indirect negotiations in Egypt today on Gaza's ceasefire plan. And in cricket, India beat Pakistan by 88 runs in the Women's World Cup. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.